Sam Turnbull does not like health food stores. She eats cinnamon buns and cheesy broccoli soup and veggie fried rice. But she eats all of those things without any animal products. And she creates recipes to show how other people can do it too. Sam is the blogger behind It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken. And now also the author of the new cookbook, Fuss-Free Vegan, 101 Everyday Comfort Foods Veganized. She says she wants to be the Julia Child of vegan cooking, and to prove it, for G's for Dinner, Sam has brought in one of her dessert creations. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Why don't you like health food stores?
Because I think they are inaccessible and out of the way, and I don't know, I'm just like a get-it-done kind of girl. I just want one trip and done. You can make delicious vegan food. You don't have to go to a fancy health food store. You can just go to any regular grocery store, and that's what I like to do.
But why are they off-putting? What is it that people would find off-putting about a health food store?
I mean, I don't think they're off-putting. I wouldn't say that. They have lots of delicious things. I just like to bring awareness to the fact that you can make totally scrumptious, delicious, easy vegan food without buying all of these fancy flours, like weird powders, health food, kale, quinoa stuff, you know.
Because I noticed, like, the recipes in the book, you use white sugar.
I know. Blasphemy. Is that flour.
Is that the kind of thing that the health food... health food blogging world like gets upset about when you start saying, yeah, you can use normal flour and you can use white sugar?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think vegan food is necessarily just about health food. You can be a junk food vegan as well. But when I first went vegan, I found that, yeah, a lot of the recipes out there were all like chia seed this and kale this and quinoa that and energy balls. And I'm like, I don't want to eat energy balls. I just want to eat normal food. And so I just had to figure out how to do that as a vegan.
But now, seriously, are there camps of vegans where they start to get upset hearing you talk?
I don't know if they get upset. I think they just go and do their own thing, and that's cool. Everyone should do their own thing.
So there's not actual blasphemy considered.
I don't think so.
Why do you think there is that lingering association between veganism and healthy eating?
Well, I mean, definitely veganism can be a very healthy diet. And So there's a lot of health documentaries. And I think in general, vegan food can be a lot more healthy than animal-based foods. But yeah, I think it just is that old association, you know, that kind of granola hummusy hippie person is a vegan. I'm trying to break that stereotype.
Granola hummusy hippie person.
And I like the granola hummusy hippie people too. I'm their friends.
But do you think that's my way? Is that sometimes what trips people up on the road to veganism, that they associate it with that identity? Or is it just that people really like dairy and meat?
I don't know. Maybe it's a combo of both. I think a lot of people think that they'll have to give up a lot of their familiar foods, what they grew up with, and I'm here to tell them that they don't. I'm a strong believer that anything can be veganized and made just as good, if not better than the original.
Okay, but what was the toughest thing to veganize?
The toughest thing, probably cheeses, especially because I don't eat cheese. And so I'm pulling from a memory bank of what I used to be like when I did eat cheese. So I'm trying to recreate and make up these flavors that I'm not used to.
What goes wrong when you're trying to create vegan cheese?
I don't know if anything goes wrong. It's just more I like bring over my friends who still eat animal products. I'm like, does this taste good? What about this? Does this taste like cheddar?
And they're slowly pushing it back to you saying, not yet. Keep trying, Sam.
Actually, usually they're pretty blown away.
Oh, yeah?
To be honest. Not to like toot my own horn, but to kind of toot my own horn.
With recipes like vanilla frosting and pizza, for instance, where you aren't relying on a cheesy taste for a lot of pizza.
My pizza is cheesy. It's just vegan cheesy.
So describe vegan cheese for people who have never dipped their toe in the cheese vat.
I know, it
what
seems
a terrible
scary.
Image.
I totally get
what,
it.
what lure them in? How are you convince somebody to go vegan with cheese?
Well, I think that for what I hear normally is that people always say something along the lines of, I could be vegan except for cheese. And I'm always saying, well, usually what I'll say first is, okay, then go vegan except for cheese, because it's not about perfection. You should do what you want to do. But I have five cheese recipes in my book, and they are made from things like cashews, and depending on the cheese recipe, I'll use different seasonings and flavors. And so you can still get all of those creamy, rich, and gooey textures and flavors without any of the animal products.
Which brings us to cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. How much experimentation did you go to? This looks fantastic. It smells fantastic. In moments, I'm going to find out if it really tastes fantastic.
I certainly hope it is.
But how much experimentation do you go through to get the right texture and taste?
Yeah, I experiment on my recipes a lot, and I make them again and again because I want to make sure that people, when they make them, that they will work out just the way I've written them.
It's always good.
Right?
So lead me through the mad scientist here then. When you're trying to create things, what are the failed experiments along the way? What do you realize that can happen?
Well, I think the first time I attempted to make the cheesecake, it turned into a cheese puddle. So it's trying to get all the flavors, but of course the textures, that creamy, that kind of resistance that cake has when you cut into it, playing around with that,
Yeah, you don't want the puddle when you're trying
to create.
No
one wants a puddle when you're trying to give them a cheesecake. Yeah.
So what ingredients did you settle on to create a vegan cheesecake? I'm going to cut this while you're talking about what
am I? It's going to sound weird, but you're going to have to trust me on this.
Oh, great. Before I eat it. Okay.
I did ask.
No, I did ask. Go ahead.
So there are raw cashews, which makes up a lot of the creaminess. There's silken tofu. That's the part that sounds weird.
Whoa. What did you just mumble through there? What was that last bit?
Tofu.
But what was the word before tofu?
Silken
tofu.
Silken. See, that's a silkiness.
Tofu.
But that adds a lightness, a creaminess. So it's not quite
tofu's
as heavy.
Tofu's not that scary.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Some people are like really pro meat and they're scared of tofu.
But I mean, I'm not generally saying with my cheesecake I need meat in the middle of it. But
I certainly hope not.
But with the tofu, I mean, what do you do to ensure that it's tofu right for cheesecake?
I just use a silken tofu so that it's nice and creamy. I toss it in a blender with cashews. Oh.
It's okay. That equipment needed some cheesecake on it. It's fine.
And then I season it with flavors such as lemon, apple cider vinegar to get some of that sharp tang of cheese that we're used to.
Okay, now the secrets are becoming revealed.
Right?
Okay,
so if I told you I'm going to give you a cake that's made out of cashews, tofu, and apple cider vinegar, you're going to go running.
I probably would not. Yeah, you lured me in with cheesecake, and now you're giving me apple soaked tofu, cider vinegar soaked tofu.
On this.
All right. Okay, so wait, what else? What have we forgotten anything? Because the bottom crust looks sensational.
Yeah, it's a graham cracker crust, and it's just a little bit of graham crackers, a little bit of vegan butter. You just bake it.
So nothing non-vegan in graham crackers, eh?
Some of them have honey in them, but you can always use another kind of cookie, like a simple white cookie or something like that. You can even do a chocolate cookie if you want. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah, whatever you find that's vegan would work wonderfully.
Okay, anything we've forgotten before I try this? I want to know everything that's in this.
Oh my God, I write down my recipes so I don't have to remember them.
Yeah, we've got them up online too, but there's no weirdness that you were.
Oh, I think there's also nutritional yeast.
Okay. Oh, yeast. Okay. Nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
How much nutritional yeast is in this, Sam?
I don't think very much.
I like the alchemy that goes into this. Hey, it's not that much. Go ahead, try it.
I wrote it down, so I don't have to remember.
I understand. I'll go.
Drum roll, please.
I would have been completely fooled.
Really?
Totally
fooled. Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
Yes! Success!
Now,
you're one of the people that comes to my house and tests it for me.
Yeah, no. Now, the one thing I would say is that the actual, not crust, but the bottom layer that we're talking about is a bit, I've had other cheesecakes like this too, but it is a bit of a crunchier thing as opposed to the full sponge that sometimes goes through a cake. With some of your recipes, did you figure out a way of getting the spongy cake texture
like
as well?
Cake texture?
Yeah, like normal
cake
texture.
Oh, yeah. I have my ultimate vegan chocolate cake. It's amazing. People get fooled by that one all the time. I have a carrot cake, which is to die for, with cream cheese frosting and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual cream cheese element of this, I would have been completely fooled.
Like, now it's not so weird anymore.
Now it's not so weird anymore. I'm going to be looking for nutritional yeast in everything.
No. It sounds weird, but it's actually just something that's left over from the process of making sugar, and it has this cheesy flavor, and it's really good for you.
All right, and so has there been anything that you've not been able to veganize?
Not yet. Would you like to challenge me?
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, for the real meat eaters out there, because we've had this conversation before too, where some people say, like, I always find it sort of weird around Thanksgiving when people are creating tofurkey and everything, the idea of needing to recreate things in meat form when the whole point is supposed to be to not be eating meat anyway? Like, do you find yourself trying to recreate meat?
I get both perspectives on this because I grew up in a family of foodies, chefs, butchers, and hunters. There's animal heads on our walls. Like, I ate rare steak. So I understand the whole, like, meat perspective because I was that person.
Yeah.
But then going vegan, now I understand the other perspective. And the thing is that most people don't give up animal products because they don't like them. They give them up because it's better for the environment, better for their health, better for the animals, whatever the reason is. And so sometimes, yeah, they want those familiar tastes and textures. And so I totally get that. And hey, if it's not animals, what's the big deal?
Well, I'm going to continue to be fooled completely by the rest of this cheesecake. I've got an entire cheesecake in front of me to eat for the rest of this show. Sam, thanks for this.
Thank you so much for having me.